This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, we're back with I Love You Hour.
Yeah.
How's everyone doing? So glad to be live again. Yeah, just very, very excited. You just heard Pledging My Love by Johnny Ace from his memorial album. Tragically passing away very early into his life. But on Christmas Day, but... on to happier things. You're listening to I Love You Hour on CITR 101.9. Yaya's in the studio with me.
Hi.
Again. It's so awesome to have you in the studio, Yaya.
It's really fun being here.
Thank you
for having me.
Oh, yeah. No, I get so excited. I was a bit worried today because today is actually right now is
literally
our,
right now.
Our annual general meeting. And I was like, oh, well, my show's on and what's going to happen? But we just said we're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because even though people are meeting, you got to have some radio going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very awesome to be here. We got some amazing songs lined up from the both of us. Before we start, it's good to state that we're sitting here on the traditional, ancestral, and stolen lands of the Holkomannam speaking Musqueam people, broadcasting all the way out to the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh lands, and broadcasting to wherever you may be, whatever stolen lands you may be on. And yeah, it's I Love You Hour, dreary, cloudy day, but no rain, not that much at least. So there's a lot to smile about, and, some personal favorites are on the way. So we're gonna do a couple loaded up for you here. How are you doing, Yaya, by the way?
I'm doing all right. I've been working on a concert review that's gonna be published in this quarter, like the next issue. So I'm just finishing that up. But it was one of those things where I like, because I'd never done a concert review before. I'm just nervous about it, even though I really don't need to be.
Totally.
But like I had that moment like this afternoon where I was just like, I'm a little stressed out and I don't remember why.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it's because of this, but I'm like basically done.
Nice. I mean, it's an odd feeling to see your words published on like a paper or something.
Yeah.
It's like a, yeah, it's a bit of a strange thing, but.
I won a writing contest like a year-ish ago, and like my
congrats.
I had like a short story published in a literary magazine. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I get what you mean. Like, it's very weird seeing that. And then within the context, like other writing pieces. Just seeing something that like I know is just like regurgitated out like during like a very stressful summer.
Yeah, the conditions in which it's written and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, when Danny, Jay, and I who else? You didn't the like slang glossary.
Yeah.
In the last,
I was.
You were.
I didn't contribute, but I was like, I did look over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like seeing that, I mean, yeah. I guess what you were writing was you put a lot more thought into it, but for us, what we had published was like so offhand that seeing it was like very bizarre to have like a couple things put in like a Google Docs that are suddenly,
in a very like beautifully done spread.
Oh my gosh.
Like a newspaper. It's like so gorgeous. Like I always love reading this quarter.
That edition was amazing,
like,
just to
see
so many
faces. Shout out
to
the people
faces.
Who do the artwork and like, all that, like, yeah, it's
no, I'm really excited to see this because I was there as well. We both went to that Jimmy Brown concert, and it was like really interesting. I mean, on Valentine's Day, and the guests, like the whole thing was sort of proposed as like this gauntlet of pain. So, you know, I have my own experiences, but I'm really curious to see like what it was through your mind's eye.
Yeah, especially since you weren't there for like the full thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I had to. Yeah. When I was writing the review, I had to sit through all of it. But like I had a month to work on it.
That's
so
pretty
like
great.
I had a very long time to work on it, and it was a lot of just sitting and thinking like, how the hell am I going to like talk about this?
Yeah,
because you and I were both there. It was like it was quite a bizarre show. At least for like my standards, it was quite a bizarre show.
Yeah, like when it's one of those things when you can't just be like, oh, it was good, it was bad.
Yeah,
I
literally.
Had a good time. It was like you can describe the events, but again, it's also like, you know, you have to be there because it was just like the whole thing was odd.
Even just like writing it down, I was like, I don't know if people are gonna understand. Even like if I just write, like I wrote as much as I can about like all the stuff I saw, but I'm just like, but even like looking back at my writing, I'm like, oh, I need the language to be a bit more potent.
But, yeah. At the same time, there's a lot of Jimmy Brown fans in Vancouver. So it's like the people who are reading it, whether they were at the show or not, like, because he has such kind of a cult following, not just here, but on the internet as well. It's like, I think people will get a lot from it.
Yeah, like the next day I was at my day job, and like I was talking to my coworker, and I was like, yeah, I was at Redgate last night. And I was like, you were there for Jimmy Brown? And I was like,
people kind of spark up. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I think we're going to get into a couple songs here.
Mm-hmm.
So first we have Poems by Nearly God, which is actually... It's the pseudonym of Tricky from the 90s. This was actually a hit in the UK, which I think is really funny, like listening to it. The UK has a lot of kind of odd hits. I was like looking through some of the weirder ones.
Ooh.
And I think this is kind of a bit of a different one, and just, I don't know, something I hadn't heard in a while, and it really perked my ears up. Next we have My Life's All Right by Shira Small, from her, this is from her album The Line of Time and The Plane of Now, which is a lyric from one of her songs. And this was sort of this was in Pennsylvania, I believe it came out of, and she was like She was just a girl with a passion for music, and her music teacher helped her produce an album.
Oh, that's so cool.
And a lot of the backing band was people from, I can't remember if it was people in the town or people from the school, but it was like one of those self-release things, self-funded, 500 copies, and then, nicely enough, Numero Group reissued it just recently, 2022. And again, like one of those things that she didn't want to do music after, but the fact that this exists and more people can hear it, and you know, Numero Group and her were able to work on this together, I think is really good. And this song, My Life Is All Right, is like one of my favorites, that and Eternal Life. And then finally, one that you brought on, which is Dream Come True by Dolly Mixture.
Yeah, Dolly Mixture were this little twee pop band. It was three girls. It was like Rachel, Debsey, and Hester. Mm-hmm. They had a couple albums under Respond Records, which was Paul Weller's label.
Okay.
And then I think they got like kicked off. And then this was like, their last album or something.
Interesting.
Or maybe like they just got like removed from the label or whatever. I don't know.
They weren't making.
Respond Records was kind of like Paul Weller was like in his like earlier mid 20s, like doing the whole thing. It was like a bunch of 20
okay.
year olds. Like just like,
yeah.
like.
Slapdash.
It's very slapdash. So, but yeah, like, Dolly Mixture. We have a record of demonstration tapes in the library. I think there's only 2,000 copies of it that exist in the world.
Wow.
But we have a copy of it in the library, and I listened to it once, and I really liked it because I love that twee stuff. Sarah mm-hmm. Records, early '90s, or like late '90s, like Belle and Sebastian stuff
yep.
like that. Oh. Yeah. Also, speaking of that Poems song you had there, I saw like.
Which one? Oh, Poems, yeah.
I saw like Terry Hall was featured on it.
He does the vocals.
He does the vocals. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Terry Hall and Tricky. I don't want to call it. I looked up Tricky. My bad. No. Tricky. I don't want to call it too early. No, he's still alive. I don't know why I thought. Someone else. There's like another. Not that this episode is about death.
Yeah, no.
But like. I think someone else related to this project or this song might have passed. But yeah, rip Terry Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you like this because this is a Terry Hall you haven't heard.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to hear this Dolly Mixture, which I haven't heard.
Yeah.
So we're going to listen to those three poems, My Life Is All Right and Dream Come True. Keep listening at CITR 101.9. I Love You Hour.
Yeah.
To anything, so I have to hide from everything. Everybody wants a piece of me. Rinse the origin and cease to be. Sit back and let it happen. Let us take your time away. I don't understand you. I don't want your time of day. If you're gonna walk, might as well walk your way. Always walk the hallways. Forget the punk, I pack the funk. I'm gonna take a piece of you. Make you money for good health. But first I learn to see myself. But first I learn to see myself. You promised me poems. You promised me poems. You promised me poems. Day that I ever met you.
still come and see we down the hill cascade.
Eyes of living, my life is fine. Through my pain and tears, I am not fighting time. Live to laugh, live to cry, wonder why.
Amazing. You're listening to I Love You Hour. And that song you just heard was Dream Come True by Dolly Mixture. Shorter song than I thought. That was like quick, sugary. I liked it. It was like a pixie stick almost. What's your favorite candy?
I don't know if I've ever asked you this question. Ferrero Rocher. Kinder Bueno.
Yes.
I loved like the Milka chocolates. There's like a strawberry one.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. What other ones do I like? There's like this. I forgot the name of this like chocolate company that does like organic fair trade chocolate, but I forgot.
Tony's?
Not Tony's. It was like this other one that I saw at an organic grocery store once, and it had like this matcha white chocolate.
Oof. Is it? Did it come in a brown box?
Yes, it did.
Yes, Gallery chocolate.
Yeah,
that's like my. I literally like so many Christmases I would be given that chocolate.
Oh.
And even yeah, no, that matcha one is like some of my. It's like my favorite matcha
it's
chocolate.
So good.
It's so delicious. They're from Quebec, I think. Which is kind of funny. My uncle hasn't come recently, but like he would come for Christmas. And one time he tried that. I don't know if it was the matcha one, but like we always have chocolate in the house. So he tried that one and he was like obsessed. And he's like, I can't get this in America. I need this. So every time he would come off, he'd like load up on all this like chocolate in these. And I really like the box too, just the like nondescript. Very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Oh, now I'm craving chocolate. You just heard three lovely songs. You heard Dream Come True by Dolly Mixture, My Life Is All Right by Shira Small, and Poems by Nearly God. Yeah, three awesome tracks. Really like them. The Shira Small one just, I don't know, comforts me. It's like, I have this type of song I love listening to on the bus, and it's like my favorite, like, watching the world go by songs, and that song is one of them. There's another song I cannot remember, but it's like a very famous standard in Japan and like Hong Kong and stuff. But I can't remember if I played it before. If I haven't, I'm going to play it on one of these next episodes. But we have three more tracks. Now, I know people talk about being like, I love music, I'm addicted to music, all this kind of stuff. But there's like this song for me is like an actual addiction. Like I couldn't get through a day without this song. 2 years ago now.
Is it like a thing where like, cause I know when I'm in one of those states, I have to like put it on loop in my headphones for like 6 hours straight.
Yep.
Or something. Yeah.
Yep.
Like, yeah. Okay.
Great. Just like need to listen, need it to get through the day.
Yeah.
And less so like, I wouldn't call it something that was an emotional need. Like I was feeling bad and this song would make me feel better, but it was just like, it kind of made the world sink a little bit in a way that was really comforting. Maybe that is a kind of an emotional thing, but to me, from like 2022, early 2022, all through the summer, this song was like mine, and I felt like I was the only one in the world who was listening to it, and it felt very special. So I realize if we're going to be playing songs we love, this is one song. It's Reverie by Dead Harry, and then after that, we have Sewn Together from the Membrane of the Great Sea Cucumber, by Home Is Where. I was gonna play another Home Is Where track, but this one I like a lot more, and it was one of those bands that I initially like listened to, I was fine with, and then coming back to it, especially this song I really love. And then finally, another one from you, Yaya. The song is This Is Not Love from Kino, which we were talking about.
Mm-hmm. I'm finally getting into Kino.
Yeah, Kino is really amazing, which it just translates to movie, film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing Russian rock band, Soviet rock band, but also just like hugely, hugely important. I don't know, in a lot of ways for like rock coming through. Do you ever watch, there's that channel Bansplaining.
Yes. That's what we're first heard about.
Yeah. Like the whole history of like rock in the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
And like the X-ray records. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Which are really cool. And I think it's Aquarium. That's another really famous Soviet rock band. And just the whole relationship they had with like getting started and getting to actual like nationwide fame. And then the unfortunate death of the lead singer, which caused so much, Viktor Tsoi. And then the recent political stuff with like, well, the band was going to have a reunion. And then recently, even though they were kind of very critical of the Soviet Union, recently they've been used in like Vladimir Putin's like Z campaign as like the I don't know. It's like just this total bastardization of his music and his legacy. But it exists now. So we're going to hear that. We're going to hear all three, Reverie, Sewn Together by Membrane, of Sea Cucumbers, and This Is Not Love on I Love You Hour, CITR 101.9.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Tucked tight when she cries, I'm open, I'm open up. In darkest wood, a fairy show. Princess misunderstood. Sisterhood, the
часто проходишь мимо, не видя меня с кем-то другим. Я стою, не дыша. Я знаю, что ты живешь в соседнем дворе. Ты идешь не спеша, не спеша. Вечером я стою под твоим окном, ты поливаешь цветы, поливаешь цветы. А я до темна стою и сгораю огнем, и виной тому ты, только ты. Больше ждать, я могу умереть.
And we're back. You just heard three awesome songs by, you just heard This Is Not Love by Kino, Sewn Together from All the Membranes of a Sea Cucumber by Home Is Where, and Reverie by Dead Harry.
Yeah.
Three awesome songs. I really, mm-hmm. they all really work together, and that Kino song is just so nice.
It's so nice. I haven't listened to the whole album yet, but like I was looking up on Rate Your Music the other day, and like someone left like a really nice review, so I was like really excited.
Yeah, I love seeing like really just positive reviews from a community, and makes me quite happy. I realize we haven't played any ads.
Yep.
Oh well, we'll play one ad, and then we're actually kind of short on time, so we're only going to play a couple more songs. I got to decide what songs we're going to play. I want to end on a song, so we're going to kind of shift a couple things around, if you don't mind. You're going to hear... Oh, gosh. Okay. No, we can make this work. We can make all these songs work. If we try our hardest and if we believe, they'll... Fortunately, we can't get everything, guys, you know. But it's all right. We'll play more songs next time. But we're going to go in an ad, and then after that, you're going to hear Just Be Needed by Death Dynamic Shroud, With My Team by the Creek Boys, and 2007 by Rip Squad. There's some swearing in the Creek Boys song, but I love Baltimore. I love Baltimore accents, and it's a really nice group track that I found recently. Just Be Needed is from Death Dynamic Shroud's 2021 album. Yeah, 2021, Faith and Persona, which I love. I got to see them with George Clanton, which was really cool.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And I love Death Dynamic Shred a lot. This song is just like, words cannot describe how much I love it. And 2007 samples The Con by Tegan and Sarah from Calgary, but in a different way. So we're going to play those three after the ad and hope you enjoy. Bye-bye.
Joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
No more crying for you. Now we've made a bed of stone. No more crying for you. Now we've made a bed of stone. Leave a light on for me. Together, the rain.
Hey, what's up? I was going to play the next song, but I just need a second. I really like that song, and I felt really bad putting the Creek Boys on after that one. It's one of my favorites, so I just wanted to take a couple seconds. Did you like it?
Yeah,
okay. Anyway, we're going to go back to the Creek Boys. We only have a couple songs left, so hope you enjoy Creek Boys with my team. Swear word warning.
I'm high up, we don't do groups. Kinda cool names, bitches wanna come through. Now she wanna fuck me in my whole group. She don't give me no teeth when I say truth. That pussy too sweet, I get sweet too. She ain't tryna fuck me, it won't fuck you. That be the shit I like. Don't call me bro if I don't know you. Don't try to dab me up if I don't know you. If you ain't from the creek, don't come through. Duck off and account it.
I'm saying my name's dying. Tired of hearing my mama crying. So this gon' be fine, gon' be fine, gon' be fine. So I walk around with the nine. No time for a waste of time. No time for the fake, cause I get too much cake, nigga. All I know is shine. Remember niggas that's doing life. Think about my bros every night. Doing wrong, but it feels so right. I'm home, we gon' take flight.
111, yeah, yeah,
I'm a creep boy.
We deep boys, yeah, y'all
decoys.
How you gonna waste your time on a free code? Had it at the line, I hit it like a free throw. Well, you know that you can't trust a free code. Hell yeah, shit, free code. Man, I swear that I'm really in my zone, though. I was moving them zones like Romo. Play with my homies, man, we on goal mode. Hit a lick with my bro, we ain't solo. Boy, I got more kicks than a dojo. Y'all niggas y'all making y'all so bro.
God damn, I'm feeling the pain. My niggas like down, can't share with the gang. They got my man's nigga, all he know is his things. But man for the jang, big pace of the lane. Don't toot that thing if you ain't got aim.
Can't fuck with no lames.
I real on my team.
My niggas are drained, they get all the grain.
Every day we on our grind. Baltimore too many niggas dying. Gotta watch out me and mine. Every day
Drift squad.
And we're back. I Love You Hour. You just heard three songs. You heard 2007 by Rip Squad, With My Team by the Creek Boys, and Just Be Needed by Death Dynamic Shroud. Three songs I really like. I have a very long relationship with DDS and Rip Squad, but Creek Boys was new, and I really like them. And I love Baltimore, Maryland, my home away from home that I've never been to. And we're kind of at the end. This yeah. is thank you for being here. Thank you, Yaya, for being here. And
thank you so much for having me.
Playing some amazing songs. I really want to fit two songs in, but there's just not enough time. And it's really, really tragic. You know what? We'll try it anyway. The person who's coming next may or may not be here. So we're going to run through this as fast as we can. You got Honeypot by Pity Sex and Run, Hide, Treat, Surrender by Adam Nade. Thank you all for being here. Enjoy the next couple songs. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
Then you're driving again, the sun is out, and summer shade from trees, tiger stripes the road. You are together again and you are heading home. You relate to the world through smells, oak campfires smell like beach fires in San Diego. Incense and car carpet and cigarettes smell like being 18 and in love. Drying dog shit black on green Kansas lawn smells like summertime. Water and river brush smells like summertime in Arizona, Colorado River. Hot buds of weed burning smell like being 15 and sober while your friends laugh and grin slant-eyed and high. Rose water on bear skin smells like your woman when you're heading home with her. From weeks away, apologies made and nothing resolved.
Isn't there something round?